Yesterday, more than 60 community leaders from across Wausau gathered virtually for an update on the work to help resettle Afghan refugees in the area. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn in for Kate Archer-Kent. And after yesterday's meeting, Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg posted this on Twitter. We have 28 new neighbors so far, and there's so much positivity. There may be some difficult moments ahead, but we have each other to help us navigate. Thank you, amazing leaders of Wausau. Our guest is one of those leaders of Wausau, and we'd like to hear from you this morning as well. What do you think we can do to help our new neighbors feel more at home? Join us, 1-800-642-1234, or email us, ideas@wpr.org. Gwen Paul is the executive director of the Wausau-based nonprofit New Beginnings for Refugees. It's a volunteer-based organization that's been supporting refugees as they resettle in central Wisconsin. Gwen, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin with yesterday. You were at this meeting with 60 community leaders. What was your takeaway?
We are all just excited to have our first arrivals here. We're learning a lot in these first families and our communications, and we're just honing in on the best flow for our community. So this meeting was really essential to come together and discuss more about what we've all been learning so we can better collaborate with one another.
And how many refugees are expected to resettle in the Wausau area, Gwen?
We've just actually had the announcement that that's been increased. So we will be resettling 107 individuals in the Wausau area.
And do we know how many families that entails?
So far, we're looking at about 18 households, but with the increase of additional 25 individuals, that could be 4 to 5 additional households.
And Gwen, when we are looking at resettling these refugees, will they all be in Wausau, the Wausau area, or how far out might that stretch?
Sure, that's a good question. Initially, the plan was for the Wausau area. However, the federal requirements or the federal allowance is up to 50-mile radius from our office. So it looks like we are going to be expanding into the Stevens Point area soon. We've had a lot of community response and people reaching out to us from Stevens Point as well. And that's definitely within that 50-mile radius. So it's exciting.
Gwen Paul's the executive director of New Beginnings for Refugees. And Gwen, from the perspective of those who are coming to our area, what does the process look like for resettlement?
Sure, I can answer a little bit about that. So many of our new neighbors have spent several months now in any one of the forts around the U.S., you know, just in a holding pattern, wondering what's coming next. Part of that process, even within the forts, is different cultural training and other conversations surrounding, you know, what it looks like to be in America. So that helps. We have some of that background before their arrival. Another thing to point out that maybe a lot of people don't realize, they're not locked in these forts, so they're free to leave at any time. So they're actually patiently waiting to find out, you know, where they can be resettled, where they can make a new life. So it's just incredible, everything that they've gone through, and we're just so happy to be able to be involved and welcoming them here in Wausau. Another thing to point out is they actually have a choice on where they want to be resettled. So they're not just assigned a place. So many, and it's not, you know, related to where the fort is. So our new neighbors are not all coming from Fort McCoy just because Fort McCoy is located in Wisconsin. So actually, we have very few that are coming out of Fort McCoy.
Hmm.
So
We're talking with leader of the Wausau-based nonprofit New Beginnings for Refugees, Gwen Paul. The organization is supporting refugees as they look to resettle in central Wisconsin, and we'd like to hear from you this morning as well. What questions do you have about Americans helping Afghan refugees now being resettled in our country? And have you ever volunteered to help resettle refugees? And what was that experience like for you? 1-800-642-1234 to join us, or email ideas at WPR.org. And Gwen, what are the biggest challenges for these refugees getting acclimated to life in the United States as you see it so far?
Sure. I mean, a lot. They've come from, you know, such a stressful background, language learning, obviously just restarting their entire life. It's like they've been through a fire. So they're coming with nothing. Their assets were all locked in their country. They are completely starting over. So every single facet of their life has been affected. And we just need to remember that as we are, you know, trying to be compassionate with our new neighbors. So, you know, just culturally, the differences, you know, we're talking about taxes and finances and, you know, safety procedures in the U.S. and how our educational system works. It's endless.
And I understand some students are already starting school. How are we supporting these students?
Yes, we have been working very closely so far with the Wausau School District, and that has been going very well. And I've been really impressed with our children in the school systems, just being really welcoming and kind. I can think of one of the boys in particular. He's a soccer pro out, you know, outdoors, and has kind of already made a name for himself. So it's amazing how flexible kids can be and how welcoming our children have been in our community.
I saw earlier this week, WSAW in Wausau reported two families are nearly complete with a cultural orientation course. Gwen, could you tell us about the cultural orientation courses that refugees take?
Yes. We are actually partnering with McLit in the Wausau area to actually give these cultural orientation classes that are required by the federal government to go over. And those topics are some of those that I had just mentioned, you know, that being here, paying taxes is required, talking through finances and budgeting and, you know, even what the cost of utilities are here, different hygiene expectations because we have a different culture here, safety, 911. We've been working with the Wausau Police Department and how to get 911 calls translated. You know, it's kind of important. We need to know that they can be safe, just like everyone else in our community. So.
Following the Vietnam War, there Hmong people settled in Wausau, and the city now has over 4,500 Hmong American residents, about 12% of its population, the highest percentage of any Wisconsin city. So, Gwen Paul, from your perspective, what makes Wausau and central Wisconsin such a good location for resettlement?
Well, that's a good question. I think people are just kind and open to, you know, people here. And I am just so happy to be part of this community. And I think really for the Hmong resettlement, we just got really lucky. A lot of leaders were brought to the Wausau area and they liked our area so much that they invited, you know, their friends and their family members. And that's how our population grew so much in the Wausau area, just from word of mouth, honestly. So, and that says a lot about our community.
So it's not the weather.
Definitely not the weather.
But rather the people of central Wisconsin that make it a welcoming place as refugees from Afghanistan look to begin resettling there. What more can we do for our new neighbors? How do you see them and how do you think they see us? 1-800-642-1234 to join our conversation. You can always email us ideas at WPR.org. Our guest is Gwen Paul, Executive Director of the Wausau-based nonprofit New Beginnings for Refugees, a volunteer-based organization that's been supporting refugees as they resettle in central Wisconsin. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. Refugees from Afghanistan are beginning to resettle in central Wisconsin, and we're looking at what it's going to take to help those who helped us over there feel as though they are finally at home right here. It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm Lee Rayburn, and beyond the needs of these refugees, what do you think we might learn about ourselves as we get to see Wisconsin through their eyes? And before we ask them to step into our shoes, what do you think it's like to have to flee in theirs and wind up here with us? 1-800-642-1234 is the number to join us. Email ideas at WPR.org. Our guest, Gwen Paul, Executive Director of the Wausau-based nonprofit New Beginnings for Refugees, a volunteer-based organization that's been supporting refugees as they resettle here. So, Gwen, you work directly with refugees, and I'm curious what they've taught you about needs for resettlement here.
Well, that's a very good question. Our main responsibility has really been to help with volunteers engage with setting up housing and furnishing everything, getting food in the pantries, and you know, just being completely ready for their arrival. And one thing we recognized right away after the first family's arrival was they eat a lot more fresh food than we do. So, and I don't want to generalize too much because I've only met a few families so far, but we went shopping and they're wanting to buy 10 pounds of Roma tomatoes and, 20 cucumbers. And we had stocked, their shelves with, canned food, and mac and cheese and, more processed American food as well. So, just learning their eating habits and how fresh their food really is really inspired us to connect with local CSAs as well, to collaborate in that way. So
sure, absolutely. And are there other aspects that you, like do-it-yourself aspects that refugees are bringing to the community?
Well, one of our families really, we couldn't have asked for a better first family. He's really become a community spokesperson. He's been encouraging all of our, subsequent new arrivals to, meet all the important people in our community. He's been speaking with our police chief and having tea with our mayor. And, we couldn't have hoped for a better situation, really. It's been amazing.
So Mike from Shell Lake couldn't stay with us. He wants to know how many people from Afghanistan we brought over actually helped the United States, and what do we owe the ones who didn't help us? We don't have an answer for that, do we? But, they were vetted and they were brought here from our government.
Yeah, so far, actually, in our experience, which, like I said, is still limited, the arrivals that I've been introduced to have all been very involved with helping our country in Afghanistan extensively. So I am, happy to share that as well as a piece of information that might not be the case with all, 70,000, but of ones that I have met, they have some incredible, incredible stories. And not my stories to share, but really, really incredible.
Well, it does bring up a news story from this past summer when the Marathon County Board voted against a Community for All resolution affirming the county as a place welcoming to people of all races and sexual orientations. And Gwen, from your role as the executive director of New Beginnings for Refugees. How does your organization respond to the people who may be opposed to resettlement in the Wausau area?
We're working with, helping educate the community, but we also recognize that we can't change everyone's minds. So, you know, some of that negativity, you just have to let roll off, and we can only do so much. So, and I really think just from personal experiences, you know, if they are lucky enough to be able to meet some of our new neighbors, it's in those exchanges that you might have your mind changed, really.
Oh, we're talking with Gwen Paul, the leader of the Wausau-based nonprofit New Beginnings for Refugees. The organization is supporting refugees as they resettle in central Wisconsin. We'd like to hear from you this morning. Are you a refugee who fled to come to the United States? What should people know about your experience and how you see us? Do you live in the Wausau area, and what are you doing to welcome people resettling in your community? Join us this morning, 1-800-642-1234, or email ideas@wpr.org. And so what are some of the economic benefits of welcoming refugees to Wausau, Gwen?
Well, I think it's really huge for our community. So one thing I can share is my office, as well as the resettlement office, are being hosted in the Chamber of Commerce here. So there is a recognition that this is important. This is helpful for our community. We've had dozens and dozens of employers reach out to us and say, you know, please add us to your list. We want to be available as an employer for these new neighbors. So, you know, that speaks a lot to the benefit that they can bring.
And doesn't this also, I mean, we've got some track record here with the refugees, Hmong refugees who were brought here after the Vietnam War, and the strong Hmong American community that now exists in central Wisconsin. And I would expect that if past is prologue, we could see largely the same outcome as resettlement continues.
I agree. Yeah, I'm excited to see how this all transpires in Wausau, and you know, even the new food and stores and maybe bakeries, and, you know, the sky's the limit as to how this could play out.
Well, we started, Gwen, this morning with yesterday's meeting of 60 community leaders getting together to prepare, organize, and get ready for refugee resettlement in the central Wisconsin region. What are some of the next steps as we go forward?
Some of our next steps are really to focus on community integration for our new neighbors. So setting up events where we can gather other people from our community to actually, you know, meet them and meaningfully engage with them, as well as different social connection groups. A lot of the women were in different sewing groups in the forts, and just, you know, helping them to be able to come together and sew together and, you know, find community.
So opportunities for meets and greets seem to be on the horizon?
Yes, that's what's next for us. We're always growing our volunteer groups. So we had ECDC had a larger co-sponsorship model for volunteers for a 9 to 12 month commitment, which is kind of big, where they come around each new family, they get matched. But we also have started sort of a greeting team initiative where, several individuals could come together for, you know, the first 10 to 14 days and be matched with the family and help set up their house and, you know, drive them to some of the first appointments.
Finally this morning, Gwen Paul, if we wanted to help, if we wanted to volunteer, if we wanted to pitch in, what's the best way to go about it?
If you would visit our website at newbeginningswi.org, we have a link there where you can find out about our volunteer opportunities and how to get in touch with us.
Gwen, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Gwen Paul is the executive director of the Wausau-based nonprofit New Beginnings for Refugees. It's a volunteer-based organization that has been supporting refugees as they resettle in central Wisconsin. Don't miss Larry Mueller later this morning. He's going to be bringing you Garden Talk, as he does each and every Friday starting at 11 o'clock, followed by Chapter a Day. And today, starting at 11, Larry will be helping you balance the bugs in your garden, get an early start on the season, and find out why the best way to beat bad insects in your plants is by attracting the bugs that are beneficial to your plants. A natural and smart approach to pest control with Larry Mueller on Garden Talk, starting at 11 later this morning here on the Ideas Network. Up next, news and a story of our Wisconsin life and the Packers fans you'll meet in Manhattan. After that, we'll talk with a supply chain management expert about why product delivery delays are persisting. I'm Lee Rayburn, and you're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.